This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What should we discuss this hour on the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com? Perhaps the first transgender Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. That's got some real interesting implications. Do you remember the first transgender Playboy centerfold? And Playboy shut down, what, within months of that? I don't think most people even remember that. Probably not, right? Do you guys remember that? I mean, we covered the story, but could you tell me who it is or what the person looks like? Do you think that person is building a career on being the first Playboy centerfold transgender whatever? And look, here's the thing. If you're into transgender people, and I don't care. I'll be honest with you. I don't care. If you are, can't they have their own magazine, you know? And I've seen them on Mari and all that, and I will tell you, there are some guys that become smoking hot girls. But I'm sorry, in the eyes of this heterosexual dude, they're still dudes. I get they want to be girls. I get they have all the characteristics. But why would you accept an artificial one? I mean, I'm just saying, the real ones exist. If you're a guy and you're like, well, in order for me to get a really hot girl, well, I better go find a hot guy who's a girl because he will suffer from such brain abnormality that he might actually give me a chance. I mean, that's my only shot at getting a supermodel. I pass. I'll settle for ordinary. God. And again, I don't have I don't care. I think it's a brain dysfunction for somebody to be born a particular way and want to change. I think either something traumatic has happened to you, you know, perhaps incest or molestation of some sort or whatever. Something has triggered this thing to happen, and maybe there is somebody born that way. But here's what I'll tell you. I feel sad for them. I don't ostracize them. I would have Melissa and I used to go to a restaurant, and there was a guy, he was a cross-dresser. I mean, very manly looking dude. He was a horrible looking woman, but he was a cross dresser. No problem. I've written to people. I've had transgender people. I do not care. I don't. I'm not into it. But as far as being a friend, I don't have any problem with that. But don't think that I'm not going to go, boy, I really wish, you know, I feel bad. Not I wish, I don't wish anything on anybody, but I feel bad that your mind can't reconcile being a male or being a female. That's just my way of thinking. Anyway, do you remember, if you're a guy, probably a woman too, because Playboy was not limited to just being looked at by men. It was looked at by women too. And I know they had Playgirl. I don't think it was nearly as popular, but who knows? Maybe it was. But as a boy, I can remember a few centerfolds, but I remember one in particular. Her name was Ola Ray, and she was the same girl who was in Michael Jackson's Thriller video, and she did that after she was a Playboy centerfold. That's probably how she got chosen. See, that was how it worked in the old days. A girl used Playboy as a career booster. They'd go do this, you know, rather risque centerfold thing in Playboy, but it got them noticed, and then they moved on to become actresses or models or spokeswomen and a host of other things. In the case of Ola Ray, she was in Michael Jackson's Thriller video, and I just thought she was so hot. You know, of course, I was in military school as a kid. I think I was 15 when Ola Ray was doing this thing, because she's probably a few years older. I know she is. She's a few years older than I am. But she did the centerfold, then she did the Thriller video, and I thought she was great in that. But here's my point. It was a kickstart to a career, and, you know, I fawned over her for a little bit until the next silver shiny object came along. But here's the thing. Do you think your sons are going to be fawning over transgender, and I use my finger quotes, women, on Sports Illustrated. I mean, Sports Illustrated was like the same way. You waited to get that. It was like, oh, man, who's going to be on it? Is it going to be Tyra Banks? Or is it going to be, you know, some Victoria's Secret model or some, you know, beautiful swimsuit model? And now, even sports, as we've seen, has made the transition into getting woke. So now, Sports Illustrated says, hey, listen, women, none of you can make it. Of the almost 4 billion women that are on the planet, we don't see you as capable anymore. We now are going to switch it over to formal men. Really? It's the same thing I've said about, you know, transgender women to men who become men to women who become, you know, boxers and kickboxers and all this that are just destroying women. Or they're running track. Or pretty soon, are they going to be in the WNBA? You know, really? Is this what you want? You know, if in Thailand, don't necessarily think, folks, that a hot chick sitting on you, you know, or hitting on you is a woman. This is a cautionary tale for all men. You better do a cup check. Anyway, that's in the news. I don't know if it bugs you that Sports Illustrated swimsuit model is transgender. I just find it disingenuous. I guess if you're saying, look, does it really matter if it's a model? It kind of does. I mean, I know that this person looks like a woman, but if you were going to do Sports Illustrated model men's edition and you had this, you know, hunk of a guy on there, and then you come back later and go, oh, well, he's a transitional woman to man, and he's the hunky guy that's on Sports Straight, I think women would probably go, I pass. But I guess if we're guys and we pass, well, we've got to be homophobic or transphobic or something. Trans acid, trans, what is it, trans fat? That's what they do with oil. Just a weird thing to think about. What else we got in the news? We got Roger Stone. He's back in the news. We have, by the way, there are huge implications, or at least one. There's one huge implication about the Roger Stone. It wasn't a pardon. I guess Trump did something to his sentence, alleviated it or whatever. I don't know the technical terminology, but there's a huge implication of that I want to get into. So hopefully you'll hang around for that. There's a story that's going to heat up. I think this is going to grow bigger and faster legs, and this is Ghislaine Maxwell. She's supposedly not just talking, but maybe she's got videos. And, of course, we've got far too much information about the police in the news. Sadly, police are being killed. They're being ambushed. And I could go on. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We'll be back next time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
New this morning, one person is dead, three deputies wounded after a shootout in the Delta. It began yesterday morning in the Contra Costa County community of Knights, and it's near Antioch. A woman said she had been held hostage overnight, but was able to escape. But the man who allegedly held her was barricaded inside of a house. Well, SWAT team moved in. The sheriff's department says he fired shots at them all day. Around 9 o'clock, they say he came out and shot three members of the SWAT team. They returned fire, killing him. Two of the deputies were taken to the hospital. Their condition has not been released.
That was clearly a suicide by cop situation. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call into the show. Yeah, this is it's getting dangerous out there. It's already been dangerous since the Obama era for policing, police officers in America, law enforcement officers in general, not just police, but sheriffs and sheriff's deputies and highway patrol and many others. Hopefully, I can convince you guys to go check out bleedingbluemovie.com, the site. If it isn't up yet, it will be up soon. We've had a lot of issues trying to get this movie. We're doing our own movie streamer, so I don't have to use YouTube or Vimeo or any of these other channels, and we won't be at their mercy. That's the only reason for the delay. But long story short, I hope you'll go there. I hope you'll rent the film and see it. The reviews are spectacular. And that's all I can tell you. Spectacular. People love it. And the reason is it tells a truthful story about policing in America. We got three deputies who go to execute a warrant and they get shot. Now, they kill the guy because it was obviously suicide by cop. Obviously. Guy comes out, guns blazing. Now, what has he done? He's kept a woman hostage. That's what started the whole thing. She's been hostage. She's dying. It was funny. Ann Coulter tweeted. She says, hey, why don't you send some social justice, psychologist or whatever to go handle this situation? The idea that people want to defund folks that are willing to do this is frightening. Here's why it's frightening. It's frightening that people could be that stupid. 9 people were killed, 43 wounded in Chicago. And let me tell you, we got this story. Am I right, guys? We got this story before Sunday was completely over. I didn't even go back to check because we've got too many other things to talk about. But 9 people were killed, 43 wounded. That's over 300 people shot in the last 4 weekends in Chicago alone. These towns are like the wild, wild west. I saw a story about, it was crazy to see. I hope you never see a video like this. Guy's walking his little daughter. He's holding his right hand is holding her left hand. He's walking across the street and they show a guy, I don't know whether it was a surveillance film or whatever, but they got a film of a guy putting his gun out the window and shooting the guy dead with his daughter there. I've got video on top of video of the lawlessness that's going on. Let me tell you, you want to be afraid? Go Google crime rising in cities or something along those lines and watch the videos. Watch the number of people who are being shot at, the number of people who are being attacked. Brutally attacked. Do you guys know a white girl in Indianapolis, Indiana was killed because she dare say to the Antifa mob, all lives matter. She was beaten and she died. You're not going to hear this story. You know what else you're not going to hear? You're not going to hear about the thousands, tens of thousands of people who marched on behalf of the men and women in blue, police officers, law enforcement officers all over the country. Huge rallies. It looked like Trump showed up. You know, the thin blue line flag, the American flag, and a host of other things. All over the country. News doesn't want to tell you that. The news, the lamestream media, they want to demoralize you. They want you to think that everything that they talk about is the norm. I swear, if I just read you the headlines that I saw as we start doing research for radio shows throughout the week, and you just look at it and you go, boy, what do conservatives and Donald Trump do that's right, that these people like? What do they do? You can't do anything right or wrong. If Trump wears a mask, they criticize him. If he doesn't wear a mask, they criticize him. If you wear a mask, you criticize. If you don't wear a mask, you're criticized. I could go on. It's insane. 2 police officers were shot dead, folks, while responding to reports of a domestic assault in South Texas. This is in a town called McAllen. And I know it well because I went to school in that region in Harlingen, which is about 30 minutes away. A couple of cops, Edelmiro Garza and Ismael Chavez, ages 45 and 39 respectively, they were shot on the doorstep of a home in McAllen. The suspect later killed himself. So these cops are called. We got a domestic dispute at this particular address. They figure, hey, we'll go. What do we do? They pull up to the front. They get out of their cars. They walk up rather, not nonchalantly, but like, okay, let's see what the heck's going on here and what's happening. And I'm going to presume the guy burst out of the, this house, pow, 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 start shooting. You can't be ready for that. You can't be ready for every situation. And that's what these people face day in and day out. I ask this question often. Would you go to work
if you could be killed or arrested just for doing your job? Would you go? Would you do that job? How long would you do it? It's unbelievable. They said they never had a chance to defend themselves. Never got a chance to pull their weapon or any protection. And these people want to defund the police. Who are you going to send to that domestic dispute? Kaepernick, right? He should go. He could handle it. Maybe you send LeBron James.
I think athletics are important, but also their mind. I think both. I think it just plays. When you're part of sports and you're a part of your mind, it just brings so much camaraderie and so much fun. You know, we are in a position right now in America, more importantly, where this race thing is taking over, you know, because I believe our president is kind of trying to divide us. But I think
kind of,
yeah, he is not, I won't say kind of, he's dividing us. And what I noticed over the last few months, that he's kind of used sport to kind of divide us. And that's something that I can't relate to, because I know that sport was the first time I ever was around someone white. You know, and I got an opportunity to see them and learn about them, and they got an opportunity to learn about me, and we became very good friends. And I was like, oh wow, this is all because of sports. And sports has never been something that divides people. It's always been something that brings someone together.
I crack up at LeBron James. He is so disingenuous. That's what he got to learn about white folks. And what's he do? Black Lives Matter, all this other stuff. He is the most divisive, one of the most divisive, probably the most divisive sports figure in a long time. In a long time. I wouldn't say history. And sports is supposed to be camaraderie and fun. He's exactly right. It's supposed to be a place where America goes away from all the race issues. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday will highlight the positive actions of police nationwide by building on his Law and Order campaign theme amid a push by some to defund police departments. The president hosting a roundtable Monday that highlights the example of people who've been helped by police officers. Grocery store Kroger says they will stop giving out change due to a shortage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. In June, the Fed Reserve said there had been a significant disruption in the supply chain of coins. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Jerome Powell saying customers weren't going to stores, and as a result, the flow of coins kind of stopped. Kroger offering customers two options, either apply their change to their loyalty card and use it on their next purchase, or donate it to Kroger's Roundup program. Kroger has just over 2,700 grocery stores across the United States. USA Radio News. A 24-year-old mother was shot and killed by a Black Lives Matter mob in Indianapolis for allegedly saying all lives matter. Jessica Doty Whitaker was shot and killed following an altercation with a Black Lives Matter protester who was upset that she and her fiancé said all lives matter. Doty's father saying the protesters walked by his daughter and her fiancé and said Black Lives Matter, to which Jessica responded, all lives matter. NBA teams are gearing up for their restart. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The NBA beginning its first full week at the Walt Disney World bubble in Orlando. The 22 teams invited to play reported to Florida last week. And after several days of quarantine, teams began practicing over the weekend. The exhibition slate starts on July 22nd, and the regular season will restart on the 30th of July, as of now at least.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
LeBron James says this race thing is taking over. The president is dividing us and he's using sports to divide us. Yeah, it's the president who took a knee during the national anthem and professing his, his hatred of police because Black Lives Matter. And I said the other day on this show, if Black Lives Matter, then why don't the over, the thousands of deaths of blacks at the hands of other blacks, why doesn't that matter? You got 20 blacks a year dying from cops. You got over 2,000 blacks a year dying from other blacks. And black people go, let's go solve the problem of the 20. Says nobody that's serious about solving a problem. If you're losing 20 sheep from a flock, or 2,000 sheep from a flock, I guarantee you, if you're a sheep herder, you're worried about losing 2,000. You're not worried about losing 20. You'll get to the 20, but you're going to go solve the bigger problem first. So, see, solving the bigger problem first would require that black people actually take an honest inventory of our actions. Don Lemon talked about this 7 years ago. Tucker played a clip from him, and Don Lemon was very serious about it. Then, here's the clip.
Now, if you're running a channel like CNN, you want dumb people on TV because they're compliant. They'll say what they're told. They'll tell the audience what the moment demands. They will never stray from the script, and that's exactly what Mr. Lemon is doing. But just 7 years ago, it was a different country, and people were kind of allowed to say what they thought was true. And so at the time, here's what Don Lemon was saying about black communities. Watch this.
More than 72% of children in the African-American community are born out of wedlock. That means absent fathers. And the studies show that lack of a male role model is an express train right to prison. And the cycle continues. So please, black folks, as I said, if this doesn't apply to you, I'm not talking to you. Pay attention to and think about what has been presented in recent history as acceptable behavior. Pay close attention to the hip-hop and rap culture that many of you embrace, a culture that glorifies everything I just mentioned, thug and reprehensible behavior, a culture that is making a lot of people rich, just not you. And it's not going to.
So I ask you, folks, does that sound anything like Don Lemon, as Tucker calls him, but a Don Lemon of today? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, see, Don Lemon has changed himself. He has gotten woke. And let me tell you what did it. CNN called him in, as Tucker implied, and said, hey, look, if you want to keep your job, you better get in lockstep. Now, I got called in by Fox, and they said, hey, if you want to keep your job, you better get in lockstep with the women's movement. You need to apologize for criticizing Democrat women and tweeting, not even saying with my own mouth that they were lying skanks. And I told them, you know what? Keep your job. I don't need it. That's the difference between us and them.
is we draw the line. Don Lemon said back then, 72% of kids are born out of wedlock in the black community. Don't have both parents, and specifically do not have male role models. Certainly, he's not a very good one. He calls it the express train to prison because it is. We played other clips, played Marcellus Wiley the other day talking about what happens from single-parent homes. You're more likely to rape. You're more likely to commit other violent crimes. You're more likely to drop out of high school. You're less likely to finish college. I could go on. Your prospects are bleak. Don Lemon went on to talk about, tell black people, pay attention. Think about recent history, what you now believe is acceptable behavior. He criticized hip-hop and rap culture. He called out thug and reprehensible behavior. His words, not mine. But now, here's Don Lemon today, and he's mocking the idea of us. He's saying, oh, these people think that if we get rid of police officers, you know, it's going to be mayhem in the cities and yada, yada, yada. But here's a clip with him and his good buddy, Chris Cuomo, Fredo, talking about, or you can see how he's changed his point of view.
Criminals and predators are doing what they always do. They're taking advantage. Weak and vulnerable people of all races are paying the price for this. This is not a concern over at CNN. Don Lemon doesn't care. He is a highly paid news anchor. For him, the shootings and murders are the stuff he covers on television, not something that affects his life. In fact, the whole thing's kind of hilarious. Watch.
Yeah, Democratic cities are in chaos right now. Is this what you want from Joe Biden? And they're going to take your country away, and they're taking down the statues. And
crime is rising as they defund police.
Oh, my gosh, it's so bad. And they are defunding police. It's like...
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to what you should take note of from that is everything that Don Lemon said is true. And he mocks it. Democratic cities are in chaos. They are taking down statues for no reason, including the good guys. Cities, or I should say, crime is bad in cities, and they are defunding the police. And he's looking at it as if we're crazy. You're the crazy ones, folks. It isn't him. How could he be crazy? He's a well-paid anchor, supposed to tell you the news. He tells you the way it is. He's not crazy, and he's got the money to prove it and the status. He's got the bully pulpit. He's the one that's going to tell you the way it is. And it's all lies. All lies. It's amazing. Pelosi said of the people that were vandalizing statues, people will do what they do. I want to move on and talk about a hoax. You can add this story to the long list of racial hoaxes. And if the media reported the truth, we would learn that most of the stories around nooses and racist notes are hoaxes. And in the latest of these hoaxes, we travel to Texas. The Texas A&M Police Department says its investigation into a black student finding racist notes on his car windshield concluded. Oh, yeah, here it comes. Wait for it. He put them there himself. They said 21-year-old Isaiah Martin, a senior at the school, called police on a particular day to report handwritten notes placed on his car with derogatory insults such as "All Lives Matter," which, by the way, is not derogatory, and "You Don't Belong Here." I want you to understand, folks, at this day and time, at a level of integration where people don't give a crap about black people being at their schools. Black people are so ingrained in every school in this country, it's ridiculous. If they didn't have black folks, they wouldn't have sports programs. But this guy's selling the idea, oh no, nope, there is a racist at this school. Let me tell you how pervasive it is. We are progressive. We are at this point in America where we should never be talking about race. And I got these notes on my car. All lives matter. And you don't belong here. And authorities say there wasn't a camera nearby that clearly showed what took place, but they allege a nearby surveillance video camera shows Martin walking toward his vehicle and appearing to place white specks on the car and then taking pictures of them. Other people were seen near the car, but only for brief periods of time consisting of a few seconds. The report states, Martin immediately walks to the passenger side of the vehicle but does not open any of the doors. He's seen towards the front of his vehicle. A brief white speck is seen from about mid-torso of Martin moving towards his vehicle. Another white speck is seen near his chest area. Martin is then seen stepping back onto the sidewalk in front of his vehicle, most likely taking photos and videos. He then approaches the vehicle again on the passenger side, remains there for a few minutes. He's then seen walking around the front of the vehicle. Martin then enters the driver's door, drives away after a few moments. Total of the time spent for this thing was a minute 15 seconds. Well, let me tell you how much time I needed to know that this story was just another series of the normal hoaxes that left this play. 1 second. The minute they say, this guy got racist notes at the university, at the Texas A&M University. I said, BS. Didn't happen. The girl that said somebody put a noose on the door of her dorm room. You remember her, black chick? I don't know where she was going to school. Let me tell you. Immediately I tell myself it didn't happen. Oh, I got this note. Somebody wrote this on my mirror. So I'm a waitress. Somebody left me this note. I'm not tipping you for this reason. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, lie, lie. Yeah, they're all lies. And do you think anybody gets prosecuted for this, mother of Jussie Smollett? Do you think that anybody is held accountable for telling these lies, mother of Bubba Wallace? That's right. Nobody's accountable. Spread your lies and move on. Because you know what? We aren't going to call you out for calling a country racist that is not racist. And for people trying to spread the lie. We're not going to call them out. Because we know it exists, man. And we got to do something about it. So how can we get mad at this guy? He's only trying to explain the bigger picture. That's how they say it. He's explaining the bigger view of this. It's insane. They said, they knew this guy was lying. They said no other person had time enough to place these messages on the car other than the guy himself. Another leftist fraud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Let me just start by getting your reaction to this news. There had been a lot of chatter and a lot of threats from the president that he might do something like this. So I know it doesn't come as a complete surprise. But now that it's happened, what's your reaction?
Well, another, appalling attack on the rule of law. There are two systems of justice now in America. One for criminal friends of the president, like Michael Flynn and now Roger Stone, and one for everybody else.
Chip is right. There are two systems of justice, one for the Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, James Comey, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Bill Clinton crowd, and I could have named many others. And then there's one for us, where you can be prosecuted just by knowing somebody, knowing President Trump in this case, is what got Roger Stone in trouble. Barack Obama granted clemency to 1,715 people, and he pardoned 212. Donald Trump has granted clemency to a total of 11 people in 4 years. But who's outraged? The left. They're outraged that Donald Trump has granted clemency to 11 people, Barack Obama exponentially more, well over 100 times more. Leftists hate Donald Trump. They are doing everything to destroy him. And Trump is giving them a lot. He's pushing back in ways that push their buttons. Oh, my gosh. But it's genius. For those of you who are going, Kevin, why did he have to do it now? Why couldn't he wait until it was a quiet time, like on a Friday when the news cycle is low? Would it have mattered? Or maybe at the end of his presidency, would you want to sit in jail for years, railroaded the way Flynn, Papadopoulos, and Stone, and probably others, have been railroaded? Your life completely upended and changed. Would you want to sit in jail for whatever number of years that may be, until it was politically expedient for Trump to let you out? Because that's what I love about Trump. The fact that he says, I don't care what the politics are. He shouldn't be in jail. If Flynn were in jail, I think he'd get him out. What about, what was his name? Paul Manafort. I haven't mentioned his name in a while. Manafort. Don't you think he needs a pardon as well? All these people got railroaded. Because Democrats are just hate a guy for being successful, for being good at what he does. I often tell people, if you think cops have it bad, think about America's top cop. I know that's supposed to be the AG, but I'm saying person responsible for all the laws, you know, making sure that this country runs according to the rule of law and the Constitution. And he's fighting inside of his country harder than he's ever fought for anything in his life. Why? Because he's upending the system. That's the reason. And it would be different if Donald Trump were upending the system and he had a D after his name. See, because I would fully support him. If Donald Trump had gotten elected as a Democrat and he was doing the things that he's doing today, I would tell you guys, we have a lot to be concerned about. This dude is effective. Democrats are now taking note. They now see how to be effective in politics. The Republicans wouldn't be attacking Trump. They would be going along with it. The Democrats are the ones who don't. Yep, they hate this. Stone made a video where he was thanking President Trump. I didn't listen to it. It was very short, but I didn't listen to it because I just figured he was saying, you know what, thank you for showing some grace, Donald Trump. Thank you for showing, you know, some understanding my predicament. It wasn't about loyalty. Stone's like, I had nothing to tell. It was about undoing a wrong. And Donald Trump saw that and he says, no, I'm not going to fall for it. He thanked Donald Trump. And then Roger Stone makes a video with him and I guess his wife and maybe his mom, and they're dancing. And I got to tell you, old boy's got some moves. He looked pretty good. Like he'd been to the club a few times. But you have to love the showmanship. He gets up there and he's like, you know, he's literally in the face of Mueller and saying, yeah, I'm a free man. Yeah, look what you did. I'm free. I'm free. And he's dancing and he can keep the beat. It was fun to watch. And he's mocking him. I don't know how much of that I would do, not because I would be afraid, but I wouldn't want it to reflect poorly on President Trump. But he's out. And I teased earlier in the broadcast, I said, there's an important thing that's come from Roger Stone's release. And I've alluded to it here a little bit, but I haven't gotten directly into it. And I want to do that because I always like to see if other people get my observations. And I'm sure some of you have made this observation that I'm making, but it boils down to this. And as I said, Donald Trump could have waited. He could have said, you know what, it isn't a politically smart move necessarily for me to release Roger Stone right after all this has happened, because people are going to say, oh, you're just protecting yourself, or he is payback for his silence or whatever. But Trump said, you know what, I don't care what the polls say. I want people to know I'm going to undo a wrong as it occurs. And so And he had alluded to possibly pardoning or whatever they call it, commuting his sentence, I think is what they call it, right? Commuting his sentence. Or it could be something a little bit different. And this is what I want to get to. Because I suspect Donald Trump is signaling to the left. And you might say, Kevin, what do you mean, man? You know, it's a bad move politically. He should have waited. No. I don't disagree with you necessarily that it could have a little bit of blowback. But I think the majority of people who like Trump, this has no bearing on their vote. If you said to me he let Manafort out, I wouldn't go, oh, man, that's what it took right there. I need to, oh, I didn't really realize he was going to do that. I would just go, yeah, because it's the fruit of the poison apple or whatever, the fruit of the poison tree, because Manafort shouldn't be in prison either. But the bigger issue is this. Donald Trump knows if he commutes Roger Stone's sentence, it's going to make the left go, aha, aha, look at what you're doing. I played this clip from Schiff, who's already piling on. I can't believe he did this, man. This is more symptomatic of, you know, the president doing this, that, and the other. Of course, that's what you expect Schiff to say. And I think that I think this is a trap. He's saying, let them all come out and criticize and talk about two-tier justice systems, etc. And then he springs the trap. And if you're thinking along those lines, the president then comes along and says, oh, by the way, here's the reason why I didn't wait to let Roger Stone go. Here's the reason why I've been so vocal about Flynn, is because we've got the goods. So, John Durham, ba-da-bum, you're on. What do you think? What do you think about my theory there? Yeah. Some semblance of justice finally occurring. It's not going to be complete, though, until these Obama-era minions are in prison. And if Donald Trump says, you know what, let's have some fun with them. Let me let out, I think he let out Blagojevich, which had nothing to do with him, but he's letting out Roger Stone. And these people didn't waste a second. Now, here's how you're going to measure. Now, I'm just going to give it, because I don't know. I have no idea. I think this is my theory, the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm Kevin Jackson, so you're here for my theories. My theory is this is exactly what's going on. Trump is setting him up. Now, you may differ with that. You may go, no, man, I don't see how it's a setup. But here's where I think you're going to be able to measure. You'll measure by how many people really start talking about this. How long does it last in the media cycle? Because I believe, and I'm going to give you my second part of the theory, I don't think that the negativity around this is going to last very long. I don't think the Adam Schiffs of the world are going to get a voice too long in this, because I think far too many people know that Trump has the goods. And the only way I'm going to be able to kind of get, and this is how I interpret the news. I say, you know, what part of this grows legs and what doesn't? And I don't believe this story is going to grow as many legs as the left thinks. I think people are going to go, you know what? Leave this one alone. Let's not get in the middle of it, because there are too many people going down. And that leads to this whole Ghislaine Maxwell thing. There are many rumors floating around about that. A couple of congressmen are supposedly in tapes. Who are they? There's rumors about Justice Roberts. So we'll see what happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.